Buju, welcome to the history of German dance. This is an informative programming disseminating information to you and to the public about different styles of dancing, different styles of singing, etiquette at a powwow, what you will most likely see and why you're seeing that that style of dancing, that style, hearing that style of singing, and etiquette into the grand entries, which are a very, very popular draw to each and every powwow. Those being fashioned after the rodeo, we explained that before earlier in the earlier programming. And, you know, the styles that we've talked about have been hoop dance, the jingle, northern traditional women's, southern traditional women's, women's fancy, and men's traditional in our earlier programming. And now we're up to men's grass dance. Well, what can I say about this? It's a dance that you just have to get out there and see for sure. It's one of the more popular dances out there. I watch young and old gather when the grass dancers get out there and they start to dance. It's a very, very graceful, flowing dance, and it's just beautiful to watch. You know, the movements that these men have, you know, they create their own. Heard a little bit about one of the stories I had heard about the men's grass dance is it was about a young man. He was lame in one foot, and he wanted to dance. He wanted to dance so much that he went out into the prairie and he started to pray for guidance as he limped up a small hill. On that hill, it came to him that maybe he should come up with his own style of dancing. And he looked over the prairie and he saw all the grass swaying and swooping. And then he realized that that should be his dance. And so when you see that type of dance, it came on into the powwow arena. And it was also said at one time that the grass dancers, you know, when they would have their camp and they'd move it, these grass dancers would go on in, and the grass would be so tall, and these grass dancers would go on in and they'd start dancing on the grass and kind of like lay the grass down so that they could walk on top of it and put up their lodges, their homes. And again, when you get to see these dances, you're going to see that each of these individuals is really smooth in their dancing and graceful, and their movements are continuous. Looks like 15, 20 different choreographers have come and have asked or have trained this one person to dance all of these different movements, and how they put them together and how they're graceful and how they move right into one another, all their movements. And they have the roaches with the eagle plumes sometimes, or most of the times, and they kind of look like grasshopper antennas on the top. And they also have feathers. I've seen them wear feathers. And nowadays they have colored roaches. Before it was just the porcupine hair with the deer hair. And they started to color the deer hair and they look beautiful. They got the headdresses on top, and then sometimes they just tie right into their hair. Sometimes they have the beadwork that comes down over the head with the drops from their hair, ribbons flowing into the yarn, which are the ribbons on their outfits, which represents the grass, the flowing grass. Then they have the drops come down on the front instead of the breastplates of the traditional men's dancers. The grass dancers have these front drops coming down that hang around their neck and then drop down to their knees. Then they have the front breechcloth, the back one, and it almost looked like a grasshopper almost. And of course they have the cuffs and the armbands. They're just, some of these outfits are very beautiful, and I mention this every all throughout the series of the talking about the outfits. I mention that each and every outfit is very, 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 very unique, and not only unique, they're very, very expensive. And I've also mentioned this several times, is that, you know, each and every outfit, I hear other people talk, and they're worth like about $10,000, you know, money-wise. Just the outfits itself, you know, not talking about the eagle feathers, just the outfits themselves. And it's a very, very amazing to come to these different functions, these events, these gatherings, and to see these different outfits, and to look around and to see hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them and not see the same one twice. They're similar, and they're that, you'll know a men's traditional or a grass dance or women's fancy, or, but no two dresses, no two regalia are the same. And you get to come to these events and experience that. And when you get there, please go watch these grass dancers. If you're here there, if you're out in the audience and you're gathering something to eat or gathering some beads from the other vendors or whatever they have to sell you, and you hear the grass dance categories coming out, get in there and go watch. Young, old, alike, boys, girls, they all gather at the in their area, in the arena, in the Powell Circle, and they go to watch. These guys are like the premier dancers of the Powell events, and these guys can really get down. I know I have my favorites. You know, some of these guys, you know, you, in your mind, when you're imagining these types of dances, some of these guys can get out there and mimic those, what you would see in your mind, how this dance would go. Now they got jingle dress. They also got old style, which is their stationary, and we watched that at different powwows. And even when they're stationary, that takes a tremendous amount of energy to do what they do. And these guys got to do some of these songs back to back to back to back. And they even got a 40 and over category and senior citizens category, you know, when they come on out and do this. And they can still do that at their ages. Wow. You know, I mean, it's just amazing to me. Watch these guys get out there and dance, you know. I mean, I've been singing for years, and like I said before, that you'll see singers, you know, pop their head up and look every now and again at the dancers, you know, when they're dancing. And this is one of those times that they really want to do it. I watch singers do that all the time. When the grass dancers are dancing, I see them pop their heads on up just to watch the grass dancers or turn and look at them. And yeah, that's awesome to see. You know, I mean, even these, this category here is the category that really sticks out in my mind when you get on out there to watch these dancers. So anyway, once again, you know, if you want to take a picture, please be very, very respectful. Go ask. If you want to take a picture of them, I'm sure they will. They'll tell you about their outfits. Just let them know who you are and what you're doing, and they'll let you know who they are and what they're doing, okay? This is another ending to the history of drum and dance. Thanks for tuning on in. Tune in again next week. We'll be here again. Miigwech. Have a good, safe weekend or week.